Good morning. Good morning to everybody. And I want to welcome one more time Sabrina and Oliver, two L's. It's a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord and to have this blessed opportunity to worship Him and particularly to speak in His name. So today we have a very important topic. It's a very important topic. It goes like that. As goes the church, so goes the world. Now let me tell you, I'm not totally developing this subject today. Probably another day I will. But this is a topic that preachers should develop every time they have the opportunity. Because as goes the family, so goes the church. And as goes the church, so goes the world. Am I correct? The way that you educate your children is the way that the church will be. Understand that. And however you see the church evolving, whatever you see in the church that is not good, you will see it in the world. And unfortunately, the world also will have a big impact on the church. So let's see what I have for you today. But before I do so, let me pray. Allow me to pray, please. And please pray with me so that God can give me wisdom to deliver the message the way that He wants me to do it. Dear Father, I am trembling because these messages are not easy to present to your church and even to the world. And I don't want to make any mistake. I don't want to say anything that Jesus would not say. I don't want to have any body language that would deviate people, that would take them away from you. I want to be just your spokesperson, that you would use me mightily, and that anybody in the church, even the little ones, can understand. If I have any sin in my life that has not been forgiven, I'm praying that you would forgive them. And if any church member, any visiting friend, has a sin in their lives, please forgive and talk to us and allow us to walk with you until the second coming of Christ. This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. To tell you the truth, this is not a hard message. It is not. It's rather a message that will highlight certain facts, certain events that we need to be aware of and that we need to make a decision. Because Jesus is about to come and we cannot afford not to be aware of these things. If we're not aware of them, we may make mistakes and that can cause us to lose our eternal life. So, the first thing that we will see is turmoil and confusion. It is not God's will that His people, I go right into it. It is not God's will that His people shall settle in the cities. where there is constant turmoil and what? Confusion. Most of the time when we live in the country and our children graduate from high school, the first thing that parents are thinking about, where are my children will attend college? And we're thinking about the big colleges or universities, can be in New York City or L.A. or I don't know, Atlanta, the big cities where we believe that our children will have the most for their money. But Sister White says that not to settle where? In the cities, because of turmoil and confusion. Everybody knows about labor troubles. When I'm talking about labor troubles, I'm talking about troubles that will be brought to us by labor unions. Have you heard about labor unions? Do you know anything about labor unions? Did we have any event taking place here in America regarding labor unions? This is what Sister White says. Through the working of trust and the results of labor unions and strikes, the conditions of life in the city are constantly becoming more and more difficult. Serious troubles are before us, and for many families, removal from the cities will become what? A necessity. First thing first, don't send your children to the cities. I don't care the size of that city. Don't. One major problem that can cause confusion in their minds is the working of labor unions. So labor unions will be a source of trouble for us as Seventh-day Adventists. Let me tell you up front, Seventh-day Adventists should never be part of labor unions. No matter the circumstances surrounding your condition, I don't know. Do not accept to be part of any labor unions. The trade unions will be one of the agencies that will bring upon the earth, this earth, a time of trouble such as has not been since the world began. Sister White is clear here that labor unions will create problem to the earth, and particularly the time of trouble that the Bible has spoken of. It's been a long time ago. As Seventh-day Adventists, we know that there will be a time of trouble. And one of the agencies that Satan will use to cause these problems or this time of trouble upon the earth and upon us as Seventh-day Adventists is labor unions. Now, let's pause and think with me a little bit. Please. Think with me. If it is not us, then who? And if it is not now, then when? If we, as the light bearers, we don't say anything, who will say it? If we don't say it now, then when? We are the light bearers. We are the watchmen. Our job is to use the time that God has given us as events are unfolding before us, that we need to give a trumpet a certain sound. And I mean a loud sound. It should not be anybody else. Shame on us if we allow anybody else to talk about these issues when we have the light. We should be the first to proclaim the good news or to warn the world about what will take place and what is taking place. They don't even understand. We are the only one understanding the event taking place, and we don't say anything. And most of the time, if it's not lady speaking about it, nobody will speak about it, about these topics. I want you to hear, to see that. I told you that labor unions can cause problem. Will, not can, will cause problem. Let's see what this is talking about. Because they will go violent. They will go violent. I think there was a man in Poland whose name was Lech Walesa, something like that, who was a president of a labor union. You've got to remember how this man moved Poland until everything was... You've got to be... I'm old enough to know about it. And finally, he became president. Labor union. Let me see if we can hear anything from this. So, who do you think did that to this man? It was on Tuesday. These people striking because of increase. This man was entering one of these buildings, and they hit him in the face, and you've got to see blood coming out of his cheek, from his cheek. What happens? Violence. This is just the beginning. We will see, not today, even more. More and more. Let me continue with you. You will see, brothers and sisters, what Sister White says about that. Because she said different trades under bondage. Men are seeking to bring those engaged in the different trades under bondage to certain unions. This is not God's planning, but the planning of a power that we should in no wise acknowledge. God's word is fulfilling. The wicked are binding themselves up in bundles ready to be burned. She's talking about labor unions. And she continues, we are now to use all our entrusted capabilities in giving the last warning message to the world. She's talking to us. And please, she's not just talking to me, preacher, to elder preacher, to elder preacher, to elder preacher. She's talking to every church member that has the capability of speaking. Your job is to give the last warning message to the world. What is it about? In this work, we are to preserve our individuality. As Seventh-day Adventists, we need to preserve what? Our individuality. We are not to unite with secret societies or with trade unions or labor unions. Now, one way to avoid that is that the time is fast coming when the controlling power of the labor unions will be very oppressive. Can somebody, anybody, want to explain what oppressive means? And if you speak, go louder, because you know I have a hearing problem. What oppressive mean? You know that. Okay, go ahead, my brother. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my brother. Anybody else? You said persecution? Yeah. Yeah. Oppressive. The time is fast coming when the controlling power of the labor unions will be very oppressive. They want you to do whatever they want you to do. If you resist, they will persecute you. I remember one job that I missed when I came here was a supervisor job that I had. And they told me the first thing that you need to do is to enroll in what? Labor union. I said, no. Up front, I said, no. It would be some money. Way better than what I had before and after. But I said, no, I will not. And they told me, okay, sir, the interview is over. I said, okay, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. And again and again, the Lord has instructed that our people are to take their families away from the cities in the country, where they can raise their own provisions, for in the future, the problem of buying and selling will be a very serious one. Here, Sister White links the problem of not being able to buy and sell to what? To labor union. We should now begin to heed the instruction given us over and over again. Get out of the cities into rural districts where the houses are not crowded closely together and where you will be free from interference of enemies. Now, conflicts between trade confederacies and labor unions. Americans know a lot about confederacies, but we will not be talking about it now. This is what we have from Sister White. The work of the people of God is to prepare for the events of the future, which will soon come upon them with what? Blinding force. That means you will be blinded. I'm sorry. That means you will not be able to know what to do because it is too strong on you. Blinding force. In the world, gigantic monopolies will be formed. What is a monopoly? Okay? Men will bind themselves together in unions that will wrap them in the folds of the enemy. A few men will combine to grasp all the means to be obtained in certain lines of business. Now, if you talk about e-commerce, what is the first industry business that comes into your mind? Amazon. And then you will probably talk about eBay. Probably a little bit about Walmart. Okay, yeah, all right. Amazon. A few men will combine to grasp all the means to be obtained in certain lines of business. Trade unions will be formed because of that. A few men will combine to grasp all the means to be obtained in certain lines of business. Then trade unions will be formed, and those who refuse to join these unions will be mocked men, blacklisted. Can you imagine one instant you know that you are a free citizen in this country, and then you receive an email that said you are in this list, you cannot travel. Why? Because you're preaching a message that they don't love. We know that this government that we have, I'm sorry to say that, has decided to pressure Facebook to do what? To quench, to block any message that the government would not approve. I have been in this problem. I posted a message that I preached right here, and Facebook blocked it. Okay? Now, let's see what Sister White says. Binding themselves up in bundles. Satan is busily at work in our crowded cities. Don't go there. Don't live there. You can go to New York City and to visit, to see big buildings. Oh, beautiful buildings. Oh, yeah, go there, but don't live there. His work is to be seen, Satan, in the confusion, the strife, and discord between labor and capital. And the hypocrisy that comes into the churches. That men may not, what? Take time to meditate. Satan leads them into a round of gaiety and pleasure seeking. Gaiety and pleasure seeking of eating and drinking. Step by step, the world is reaching the conditions that existed in the days of Noah. Every conceivable crime is committed. The lust of the flesh, the pride of the eyes, the display of selfishness, the misuse of power, the cruelty and the force used to cause men to unite with confederacies and unions, binding themselves up in bundles for the burning. This is the result of binding yourself in union, in trade unions or labor unions. The result will be great fires of the last days. All these are the working of satanic agencies. This round of crime and folly men call life. Life in the city is not life. Life in the city is something else. I don't know what it is, but the labor unions are quickly stirred to violence if their demands are not complied with. Plainer and plainer is it becoming that the inhabitants of the world are not in harmony with God. No scientific theory can explain the steady march of evil workers under the generalship of Satan. In every mob, wicked angels are at work, rousing men to commit deeds of violence. Now, we've got one starting on, I think it was Tuesday, 12:01 a.m. They call port strike location, port strike. Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Hampton Roads, whatever you call it, Wilmington, Charleston, Savannah, Jacksonville, all those places Where what? You see, it's the whole East Coast where you can trade, where all your good comes from. When you see tractor trailers on the road, they come from here, all of these. 18-wheelers, they come from here. If you don't have this, there will be no food. Now, according to Reuters, a strike would cost the U.S. economy roughly how many dollars a day? Roughly $5 billion a day. Fortunately, the strike stopped when? I think it was Thursday. There is no more strike. But my daughter sent a picture that someone sent her. Walmart's shelves was completely empty because of what? That strike. And unfortunately, in many places, the price of food skyrocketed. Retail goods and other products are disrupted from busy terminals, including New York, Baltimore, and Houston. And it says the port strike will go ahead starting at 12:01 a.m. ET on Tuesday. The ILA said on Sunday. Now, we will not talk about these things because the strike is over. But this is just a beginning. There will always be fight between capital and what? Labor. Labor, you work to get money. Capital is money. There will always be strike between them. Actually, James said that. I will not be talking about it. The offer, listen to that. They wanted 75% increase. The labor members wanted 75% increase. They offered them 50% increase. They refused. They refused it. They asked Joe Biden whether he will intervene to prevent the strike from happening because it would take about 80 days. Biden said on Sunday he did not plan to intervene. If God did not intervene, I promise you, many would die. I promise you. But God did intervene and prevented that from going forward. So, finally, on Thursday, they got to an agreement. Instead of having 50% or 75%, they got 62% pay increase. Hopefully, I can get a job like that. Let's say that you pay me $100 an hour, you give me 62% increase, I will have $162 every hour, and I want to have full time, please. And then from time to time, I take some overtime. Because President Donald Trump said if he wins, there will be no tax on overtime. Oh my, I would be rich in a second. So this is it. The ILA contract that expired on Monday shows that the starting pay for dock workers was $20 per hour. Okay, I got that. Pay rises to 24.75 after 2 years, 31.90 after three, and taps out at 39 for workers with at least 6 years on the job. So think about that. How much money they will have after the strike? 62%. All right. You're good. Now, this is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength. What is the next six word? A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Amen. And he continues. The hidden raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Psalm 46, verse 6. Now, second phase of the message. What do you see here? This is a leaning building. A building that appears as if it will collapse. As goes the church, so goes the world. A church in declension. I'm sorry about that. You may not say it, but it is Adventism and Catholicism in a changing world. This is it. Where do you think this will take place? Loma Linda is one of our highest institution places in the world, in California. When you see that, what do you see? A priest. I cannot read this name for you, but those are Seventh-day Adventists. This is a Catholic priest. Let me read for you. The Seventh-day Adventists and Roman Catholic churches have had a turbulent relationship through the years. I don't think so. We've been preaching the truth. I don't care if you're not happy with it, but we're not fighting. There's no war between us. I'm just preaching the gospel. But in today's world, this is in Loma Linda. This is Loma Linda. This is Catholic Church. But in today's world, many people see them as having much more in common. Much more in common than what separates us or them. This is on Loma Linda's website. The panel will explore the intriguing question of what the two churches can learn from each other. We don't have anything to learn from anybody except if you're talking about professional or trade, something like that. But on a spiritual level and health level, we don't need the help or the teaching or of anybody. Sorry to say that. The panel will explore the intriguing question of what the two churches can learn from each other and what that might imply for the future. What are you talking about? The future? Randall Brunsma will premiere his new book on the topic at the close of the program. When? October 12, 2024. What time? 3 p.m. How to attend in person? Where? The Mazo, I don't know. Amphitheater. Where again? Loma Linda University Centennial Complex. What address? This is it. Then, lay persons lay persons rose up. They said, this will not take place. Lay persons start preaching the truth about unity between churches that has been predicted for 100 years. Sister White, the Bible says no connection between light and darkness. And as lay persons and a few probably pastors, they were preaching against this ecumenism, they canceled it. I don't know if some high-ranking people in the church have talked to them, but I was online and I saw that it was a lady doing it. So if there is no lady, who will do it? Who will do it? We're not getting money from anybody. We are free. That's why God does not want anybody to bind themselves with anything, because God is our refuge. So the protests have partially won victory. Don't believe one second that it is all over. It is not all over. Because Satan, let me tell you something. You know, the gay movement started long before I was born. But step by step, when they got pushed back, they come a later date. Until now, it is acceptable to the majority of our society. So Satan will not stop. He will continue until he succeeds. Now, who is this? Ganon Diop. Do you know what is his position in the church? Religious Liberty Director. Listen to him.
For example, during the Middle Ages,
I need you to hear that. I don't know how to do it. Listen.
The Catholic Church did not live according to that principle. But to be fair to the Catholic, it changed in 1965, you know, when they have the Second Vatican Council, because they made a declaration for religious liberty, you know. So this is why we cannot slander Catholics just to say, oh no, they are not there against. Yeah, historically, because of, the Inquisition and so forth, was terrible. And the Catholics were not a model. But that changed in 1965 with the document Dignitatis Humanae, for example. A beautiful text, by the way, on religious...
Okay, did you hear? Okay, if you didn't hear, he said that Catholic Church has changed. When 1965, okay, brothers and sisters, let's see what this is in our church, in General Conference. Okay, let's see what the Spirit of Prophecy says about it. We are now to use all our entrusted capabilities in giving the last warning message to the world. In this work, we are to preserve our individuality. That's the first thing. We are not to unite with secret societies or with trade unions. Secret societies, Catholic Church itself is a compact secret societies. just check it out on Google, wherever you want to check it out, you will see it. Okay, she continues. Protestantism shall give the end of fellowship to the Roman power. Let me ask you a question. What is the first Protestant church that we have in America or in the world? What is the only church who protests now? The only church who protests now is our church, Seventh-day Adventist. The other churches have already given. They are no longer called Protestant churches. They have already accepted to be part of Catholic Church. But still we can call them Protestantism. Protestantism shall give the head of fellowship to the Roman power. Then there will be a law against the Sabbath of God's creation. And then it is that God will do his strange work in the earth. Okay. What is that? A leopard. Am I correct? What did you say? A leopard. What does the Bible say? Revelation 18, verse 7. How much she hath, talking about the Catholic Church, how much, particularly the papacy, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow gave her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. That's first text. Let's see a little bit more. Will, is, or has this church changed? How the Roman church can clear herself from the charge of idolatry, we cannot see. And this is the religion which Protestants are beginning to look upon with so much favor, and which will eventually be united with Protestantism. How could we as Seventh-day Adventists in this context unite with Catholic? And he said in the flyer that I showed you, that everybody can find on their website, they said that the Catholic Church has changed since 1965. But the Catholic Church itself said, we don't change. And the Bible calls the Catholic Church leopard. Why do you think the Bible calls the Catholic Church leopard? Because of the spots. Now, what does the Bible say about leopard? You forget. What does the Bible say about leopard? Go ahead, Malachi. Yeah. But as leopard cannot change what? The spots they have on the body. So you who are so used to sin, you cannot change your life. So Catholic Church has parts that she cannot change. Sorry. And this is the religion which Protestants are beginning to look upon with so much favor, and which will eventually be united with Protestantism. Before I continue, let me tell you something. I'm not talking about people in the church, in the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the doctrine. That's the first thing. Second thing that I want to highlight for you. Many of the Catholic Church members will be saved when many of us will not be saved. When the loud cry will go forth, they will hear the message. They will accept the commandments of God. they will accept Christ as their personal Savior. They will be saved. When some people who believe that Catholic Church has changed, they will go in the world, they will lose their eternal life. There are good Protestants, there are good Catholics all over the world. These people, many of them are better Christians than we are. This union will not, however, be affected by a change in Catholicism. For Rome never changes. She claims infallibility. It is Protestantism that will change. Are they not changing now? The adoption of liberal ideas on its part will bring it where it can clasp the head of Catholicism. Now, unto a leopard with 10 crowns, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now, if according to Bible and Bible prophecy, the leopard represents Catholic Church, who has given the power to the Catholic Church? And the dragon gave him his power, seat, and great authority. You've got to see last time, about few weeks ago, the Pope went to a country in Africa. I don't remember which country. The president there is a Seventh-day Adventist. You've got to see this man kissing the hand of the Pope. Man, the Protestant world will form a confederacy. That's the second one. With the man of sin. The man of sin is the Pope. And the church and the world will be in corrupt harmony. So goes, as goes the church, so goes the world. And it's if the church is corrupt, the world will also be corrupt. As goes the church, as I said, so goes the world. We're almost through, brothers and sisters. We're almost through. Sunday laws honor Rome. When the leading churches of the United States of America here, uniting upon such spread of doctrine, the same thing that Ganon Diop said, the same thing that Loma Linda said, uniting upon such point of doctrine as are held by them in common. We don't have anything in common with anybody. Shall influence the state to enforce their decrees and to sustain their institutions. Then Protestant America will have formed an image of the Roman hierarchy and the infliction of civil penalties upon dissenters will inevitably result. Once the churches go hand in hand, one thing that will happen to us, there will be a law, and those who refuse to obey this law, I'm telling you, will be persecuted. And we just saw earlier that trade unions will break onto the earth the time of trouble. And we will not be able to buy or sell. One thing to do to avoid that, go to the country so that you can grow your own garden. I'm telling you, okay? I'm telling you. If it's not us, then who? If not now, then when? Okay, almost through. What is that? Summit of the future. World Economic Forum, that's United Nations. This is where people gather every year, and you know, our president, every person who is speaking goes right here to speak. Okay, what do they say? United Nations adopts groundbreaking pact. Groundbreaking pact for the future to transform what? Global governance. One world government. One world religion. When did that happen? I'm telling you, September 22nd. This year, September 22nd, New York, 23rd, September 2024. That means September 23rd, 2024. World leaders, yesterday, September 22nd, 2024, adopted a pact for the future. What kind of pact is that? That includes a global digital compact. Global digital compact. What does that mean? And a declaration on future generation. It says the most wide-ranging international agreement in many years. The most wide-ranging international agreement in many years, covering entirely new areas as well as issues on which agreement has not been possible in decades. I guess one of the articles of that may be that we have one day of rest. If you're talking about global governance, you are talking about one world religion. There should be one day of rest. Am I correct? Now, it says the most, okay, and the pact aims all above all to ensure that international institutions can deliver in the face of a world that has changed dramatically since they were created. What does that mean? Global Digital Compact. The pact for the future, the Global Digital Compact and the Declaration on Future Generations open the door to new opportunities and untapped possibilities. What does untapped mean? There is no limit. Everything will be included. Now, they hide things. Untapped possibilities. And it says global order for all peoples and nations. All global order, global order, global governance, global religion, global order for all peoples and nations. Where do you see that? It says global framework for digital cooperation. Digital cooperation and AI governance. Connect all people, all schools, all hospitals to the internet. Why do they want everyone on the earth to have internet? Is it not to control? Is it not to prevent you from buying and selling? Because you will not be able, there will be no currency, no fiduciary. That money that we just put in the plates. It will be all digital. Now, if it is digital, they also can control it. They can say what you can buy, when you can buy, how much you can buy. They can cancel it because the cancel culture is all around now. This is also the first global commitment to data governance, placing it on the UN agenda and requiring countries to take concrete actions by 2030. And one of the goals for 2030 is that everybody on earth should be connected to each other. The Pope calls that common good. Brothers and sisters, as we come to an end, the Bible said, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Who are the saints? Those that have the commandment of God and that have the testimony of Jesus. And to overcome them, Daniel is talking about that they will overcome us. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. We just saw it. All nations. Where are you? All peoples and nations. And the Bible says, yes, it is so. All nations, all people, all tongues. This is kindred, tongues, and nations. They will overcome you. And it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Those whose names are not in the book will worship the beast. And there will be two signs. One on your forehead, which comes from God. Another one on your right hand or forehead, which comes from the beast. Now, brothers and sisters, if we don't say it today, then if we don't say it today, when will we do it? If it's not now, then when? Let us think about it. Let us preach the gospel. We should never be coward, never be fearful, never be chicken. No matter what people think of us, let us preach the gospel. And many people will accept it. They will give their hearts to Jesus Christ. We will save our lives. We will save many, many other people's lives. And God will be glorified. Jesus will come. He will take us home to live with him forever and ever and ever. Amen.